Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
We ain't nobody's fool. We shaking up the system. Rewrite unwritten rules. We speak the world on this time. We shine and rise. We up, we up, we up. The Man of Steel Show.
Show. It's Amanda Seals. Today is April 30th, 2024. It is National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. Yay! You know, the pets that everyone got during the pandemic, people took them back to the shelters.
Yeah, I heard that.
The shelters were empty during the pandemic and then people brought it back. It is also National Honesty Day. So I guess what we're saying is it's National Amanda Day.
Okay.
Yay. I'm all about that honesty. Yeah, I'm about to get a nameplate ring that just says honesty with like matching earrings and a nameplate necklace. Honesty. Because, yeah, that's really what I'm about. If I had a baby, I would name it Honesty.
Mm-hmm. Honesty.
All right, well, coming up today, Honesty Seals.
Yeah.
Actually, that's got a little ring to it. Well, speaking of honesty, some people just be speaking truths that you wish weren't their truths. Don Lemon undermined DEI while simultaneously having his blackness undermined. I can't even put it together. We have another senseless killing of an unarmed black man by a police officer in Ohio. And I want to talk about superheroes. Yeah, so we're going to have a little fun with that. We also got a big up letdown that involves a passport, surveillance, and a hair bundle. All of that's coming up on the Amanda Seals Show. Stay connected with us 24/7 on socials at Seal Said It and give us a call at 1-855-AMANDA-8. That's 1-855-262-6328. I really want you to chime in on our group chat topic of the week, which is about advice. Who do you seek advice from? What do you do when you get unsolicited advice?
Yeah.
Do you even use the advice after you get it? And what do you consider to be good advice?
Right.
So anything in that realm about advice, we want to hear about it from y'all. 1-855-AMANDA-8. That's 1-855-262-6328. We got Black Grid News coming up next. It is time to listen, laugh, and learn on the Amanda Seals Show. Seals Show. I'm Amanda Seals, your favorite comedian and common sense specialist. And now it's time for some Blackurit news. I mean, if we can even call it Blackurit, considering what the On a recent visit to Bill Maher's show Real Time, Don Lemon said this regarding DEI and media.
It's gone too far. It's become a religion. Right. And if you don't abide by the religion,
exactly,
then you get kicked out of the church.
Thank you for that. I'm going to get a lot of shit from liberals for saying what I said, but
I do have a book coming out and I write about that. I like DEI, but when it becomes a religion, it can be used as a cudgel.
They take everything too far.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to point out what is wrong with DEI becoming a religion?
They said that like it was a problem. Like you should have diversity at the job. Like it shouldn't just
like
be
that,
one group
that
of people.
Be
yeah,
a practiced regimen of discipline. Yes. Now, when we have corporations that implement DEI as a department, but do not implement the actual suggestions and the work of the DEI department, that is something else, because that is something that does happen. They will have these DEI departments, but they don't take any of the work that the DEI department puts together to tell them about how they can be more inclusive. So that is what should be discussed. And I just feel like that's not what's being discussed.
At
but you
all.
Know what was discussed earlier in the show? Don The black man that was talking about DEI, Don, he attempted to express that his experience as a black gay man is different from everyone else on the panel. And here's what Bill Maher, the person he was just yakking it up about DEI about with.
I'm different than you guys. You know, I'm a black gay man, so I live in uncomfortable spaces all the time. And I think that is a good lesson for college students. Again, I'm not saying...
What's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on?
Well, you say uncomfortable spaces.
Well, it's uncomfortable. Everything... College is not a comfortable place. You learn...
But you say you live in these spaces.
Yeah, I live in these spaces.
Just tell me what.
Well, I'm often the only person of color in the room, especially in...
There's only three of us here. Yeah. Come on. Come on.
I guess the trend this week for interviewers is to undermine people speaking on racism. Black people speaking on racism.
Yeah, and he went right along with it. So he's just as bad. Like, he was over there, kick, 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 laughing like it's funny. You just got fired from your job and I guess he's campaigning for a new job. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, I just, you know, Don Lemon used to wear the clown suit. You know what I'm saying?
I thought he had
taken it off in exchange for, you know, a Black Panther jacket and a beret. But now it seems like he had it custom tailored and refitted. So I guess I'm the only real one left because I'm trying to understand. We want to do something creative with this because some people love to dip in and out of representing blackness. Right? They love to just put a toe in and hokey pokey themselves around. So welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the most controversial Big Brother spinoff of the decade, Negro Police. These contestants will all live under one roof and compete for a chance to be invited back to the cookout. First up, we have the former Fox News firebrand turned outcast, Stacey Dash. Known for her anti-black rhetoric, Dash found herself ousted from even white racist circles. Can she dash her way back into our hearts? Stay tuned. Next, it's the White House whisperer turned whistleblower, Omarosa Manigo. Will she be kicked out of the house, kicking and screaming like she was at the White House? Who knows? Got to stick around to see. Then there's the brainiac turned Trump loyalist, the one and only Ben Carson. Once revered for his surgical skills, can he stitch his reputation back together? Last but not least, we have the self-proclaimed genius, Kanye West. Yay. From slavery was a choice to make America great again. And who can forget that white lives do matter? Man, can he rippity-rap his way back into black hearts? Get ready for the showdown of the century as these four celebrities vie for redemption, respect, and what little self-dignity they have left tonight on Negro Please. Don't touch that dial.
Man, listen, that sounds like a real reality show, though. Real talk.
It's important to call out black people who undermine the black community, especially in white spaces. When you play us, you play yourself.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
The Amanda Seale Show. We up, we up, we up.
All right, it's time right here at the Amanda Seale Show to get into some voting and venting. This is your opportunity and mine to vent about anything related to voting, okay? It's a lot going on. I know that people got a lot on their chest, and we want to give you the opportunity to just, you know, let it out. We don't want that to just be hampering you, getting you that high blood pressure. All right, so who's on the line?
Hey, what up? This is Dre from Baltimore. The polls, man, the polls for this election this year is crazy. Listen, how is Trump winning anything? They say they got him ahead in the polls. Who are they polling? Who are they talking to? Everybody I talk to, I guess the people I talk to are going to think like me, but still, I don't understand. The polls are just, I don't even know if they're even accurate. I remember last time, the first time he was in there in 2016, Hillary was winning by a lot, and she still lost. Man, right. These polls ain't nothing. What you think about the polls?
Damn. I'm with you because I know that during the midterms, they were like, oh my gosh, the polls are saying that it's going to be a red wave. The polls, the polls, the polls. And then there wasn't a red wave. So I said the same thing this brother said. Who they polling?
Right. I think they put those polls out there sometimes as propaganda.
To
get people to vote a certain way or not vote at all because they think their candidate is going to win.
then pulls a layer. Yeah. I agree. If you want to vent about voting, call us up. 1-855-AMANDA-8. That's 1-855-262-6328 and get it off your chest. We'll be right back to the Amanda Seale Show.
The Amanda Seale Show.
We up, we up, we up.
Is the Amanda Seale Show.
When you say you love me, it doesn't matter. It goes through my head as just shit chatter. Everybody talk that way. That's literally how I talk to this day. Yeah. So a lot of times when y'all are like, oh, Amanda's this, Amanda's that. No, Amanda's just an MC.
Hey, Amanda. I just wanted to say I love your show. I listen to it on my podcast every morning. I can't get enough of you speaking truth. You're full of intelligent knowledge.
We love when you all give us a call. 1-855-AMANDA-8.
That's 1-855-262-6328.
Remember, you can call me for advice. You know, you can call me to tell me you loved my documentary in Amanda We Trust. Remember, I said loved, okay? I'm not interested in you calling someone like you.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Black culture feeds fashion, but fashion doesn't always feed Black creatives. I mean, only 7.3% of American fashion designers are Black. So McDonald's is pairing 5 rising Black designers with 5 fashion insiders for career-changing mentorships and the access they deserve. Because we can do better than 7.3. Together, we can change the face of fashion. Follow their journey on Instagram at WeAreGolden.
Statistics sourced from Zipia.com as of 2021.
Like it. Yes, y'all, it's the Amanda Seales Show. I am Amanda Seales, and we are about to keep you informed like we always do, because Supreme is going to hit you with some 60-second headlines.
The Minneapolis City Council has agreed to pay a $150,000 settlement to Donald Williams, an eyewitness who tried to intervene to prevent George Floyd's murder and who says he suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder as a result.
Get your check, Donald.
Yes.
Get your check. Absolutely. I mean, I just think it's wild that it's taken this long. But he is a mixed martial arts fighter who testified against Derek Chauvin in the 2021 murder trial. And he sued the city, alleging he was assaulted by police while trying to prevent Floyd's death on May 25th.
Oh, wow. 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 Mm-hmm. 3 women have been diagnosed with HIV after getting vampire facials at an unlicensed medical spa in New Mexico. According to the CDC, they are believed to be the first documented cases of people contracting the virus through a cosmetic procedure using needles.
Bro.
Mm.
Bro. The salon reportedly reused disposable equipment.
Oh.
Intended for one-time use. Also, like, why y'all doing stuff like this? A vampire facial? I mean, it's known as a platelet-rich plasma microneedling that involves drawing a client's own blood, separating its components, and then using tiny needles to inject plasma into the face to rejuvenate the skin.
Yeah, okay. Count me out.
Count me out.
Gabby Douglas is back nearly 8 years after she helped lead Team USA to the gold in the 2016 games in Rio de Janeiro. She made her return for competitive gymnastics at the American Classic in Katy, Texas.
Let's also point out that in the 2012 London Games, she won the all around. So she is an Olympic champion. Yeah, she won the all around. She finished 10th all around at the American Classic. She qualified for vault and balance beam for nationals, which is the individual events. And that's a very good look. Olympic trials are going to be later this year. Listen, we're going to have Simone Biles, Suni Lee, Gabby Douglas, all of which are Olympic champions for the 2012, 2016 and the 2021 Olympics. So this is, for gymnastics fans, this is like the battle royale. I mean, it's it's also quite possible there might not be any white people on the gymnastics team this year.
Wow.
Just wanted to throw that tidbit in there.
After President Biden signed a bill that includes banning TikTok if there's not a change in ownership, Soulja Boy Tell'em is offering to purchase the popular app.
He says, and I quote, "I can't believe y'all just gonna let them ban TikTok like that. And y'all think it's funny. If they do it to this app, they can do it to any wow. app or site. Not cool. FR. How much y'all want for it?"
Wow.
Soulja Boy.
Yeah, right. I'm surprised that came from Soulja Boy.
Listen, he said, "Watch me, yo." Yeah. I mean, folks is waking up. It's just a matter of what wakes them up, you know, but right. TikTok is something that a lot of people are really about. And Soulja Boy said the comedy about this is that he's literally using the same rhetoric when they're like, if the cops will do this to us, and right. what they'll do to you. He's talking about an app. Whatever it takes. Keep it like right here to the Amanda Seale Show.
Show. We up, we up, we up.
Yes, y'all, it's the Amanda Seale Show. I'm Amanda Seales. Make sure you follow us on social media at Seales Said It. And remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can check out our podcast available wherever you get your podcasts. Who's on the line?
First of all, I just want to say I love what you and DJ Supreme bring to the show. I love the chemistry between the two of you. And when you guys are laughing and bring the fun facts and seriousness of what's going on in life, I just wanted to let you know, I listen to your show pretty much every morning. I try and catch you on the lives on Instagram. But last week I was driving with my 87-year-old father. He had a doctor's appointment and I just put your show on and he was listening. And I found him just giggling and chuckling to himself. And then all of a sudden he turns to me and he goes, "Is this lady on TV, Denise?" And so I was giving him your history. But basically I just wanted to say, you know, from the young people to the elderly, we just love your show. And I think that you're a really great teacher because a lot of the things that you share with us, knowledge wise, I actually have to go back and do some research myself because I just don't know about those things. And I just love DJ Supreme as well. Wow. I think he adds just such a great balance to the two of you when you guys banter back and forth. I just love it. And just keep doing what you're doing. It's just really wonderful. And I'm going to have my dad tune in a bit more. Big up and bless up, my sister. And take care. Bye.
Yo. Nice. Thank
Big
you.
Big tune then.
Check is in the mail. The check is in the mail.
Listen. Denise said, "You're the top of the pops. Top of the pops." And Pop said the same thing. We love yes. it. We international out here, y'all. We international. And the way she flipped it and hit y'all with that yadi patois at the end. Listen.
Right.
She was like, "Don't ever get it twisted. I'm hitting you with this British accent, but I am Jamaican."
Right.
There's that. That was lovely. Thank you so much, Denise. We're doing our best over here. You know what I'm saying? Amanda Seales, DJ Supreme. When we get back, we're going to talk about an Ohio man who recently died in police custody. What else is new? All right. It's the Big Up Let Down also coming up. So stick around for the Amanda Seales Show.
The Amanda Seales Show. We up, we up, we up.
Hip-hop legends and movie stars Kid and Play welcome you to The Fun House, a new podcast taking you down memory lane in a way that only the iconic duo can do. The Fun House with Kid and Play on the Urban One Podcast Network will keep you entertained with laughter and insight week after week with some of today's most celebrated artists and pioneers who made hip-hop what it is today. To listen, go to urbanonepodcast.com or wherever you get.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Black culture feeds fashion, but fashion doesn't always feed Black creatives. I mean, only 7.3% of American fashion designers are Black. So McDonald's is pairing five rising Black designers with five fashion insiders for career-changing mentorships and the access they deserve. Because we can do better than 7.3. Together, we can change the face of fashion. Follow their journey on Instagram at WeAreGolden.
Statistics sourced from Zipia.com as of 2021.
Podcast.
We ain't nobody's fool. No. We shaking up the system. Rewrite unwritten rules. Come on. We speak the world on this time. We shine and rise. We up, we up, we up. The Amanda Seale Show.
Send it, y'all.
We up, we up, we up.
What's up? Happy Tuesday. It's the Amanda Seale Show. I'm Amanda Seales. Happy birthday to Travis Scott, to Isaiah Thomas.
Okay.
And to Lloyd Banks. Yeah.
It's your man.
Lloyd Banks. That was my easy.
No, nah, y'all was easy. Cool. I don't mean like thank that. You. That was your no guy. You mentioned him before. That was the, yeah. That's no the no homie, funny business. That
was
it. Yeah,
no funny business. I mean, that was the homie. I don't know what he's doing in life now, but you know, that was, you know, we had a lot of good laughs. Banks is hilarious. like if he had decided, you know what, this rap thing ain't doing it, really? Let me do stand up, like, yeah, he's hilarious. Mm. Him and honestly, the funniest MC that I've ever met is Currency. If Currency if Currency decided this rap thing wasn't for him anymore, he could literally just pick up a career in comedy today without skipping a beat.
Mm-hmm. Wow, he's a hard worker too, so he would have a comedy album like every other week.
Correct. And merch to match. Coming up this hour, Black Hero News, an Ohio man was killed in police custody. We got some ideas for modern day superheroes, plus we got the big up letdown that has some detangler, a sewing kit, and an air tag. See how those things all fit together when you stick around. Remember, our phone lines are always open. 1-855-AMANDA-8 is the number. We'd love for you to chime in on our group chat topic of the week. Who do you turn to for advice? And what do you do with unsolicited advice? What qualifies someone to be a good advice giver in the first place? And do you even use the advice that you've given? I want to know. Because the whole team right here gave me advice yesterday and I did not use it. All right, we got Black Green News up next. It's time to listen, laugh, and learn on the Amanda Seale Show. Amanda Seales, time for some tragic Black Hero News. Ohio man by the name of Frank E. Tyson has died in police custody on April 18th after being arrested by Canton police officers. Body cam footage of the incident reveals Tyson yelling, "I can't breathe," and "You're on my neck," as officers subdued him. Officers pinned him face down on the ground, ignored his cries of distress, told him to shut the fuck up. One officer can be heard saying, "I've always wanted to be in a bar fight. I don't know if this counts." When another officer asked, "Did he calm down?" he was told, "Yeah, he might be out." You know, Tyson laid motionless for 5 minutes before officers checked for a pulse and began CPR. Just so you know, 8 minutes without oxygen to the brain is what is considered brain damage.
Wow.
Tyson was dosed twice with Narcan, an opioid overdose reversal medication, but was declared dead at a local hospital. So, you know, what disturbs me the most these days is how this feels like it's very connected to Israel and just the way that they treat Palestinians and the way that they've been treating us here. And that there's like this whole ethos around policing that is very much a psychology that says, "I can do whatever I want to do because I'm a police person." And like, we've been seeing this, but it's gotten to a point now where I feel like there's something deeper and far more sinister, because now look at me, they have a body cam on. The whole thing about the body cams, right, was that, it's going to monitor them, and they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care. They're impervious.
It's kind of normalized being able to see the actual event of someone getting killed by the police. That's about it.
And, you know, I just find it fascinatingly terrible. We always have to ask this question.
Why should black people care?
Why are we in it? We can't allow police brutality to be normalized into just another trending topic. So we must continue to demand systemic change and add it to the list of demands that we have. Now, up next, this one, we really need a superhero. I need a hero. But we're going to talk about it because Sunday was National Superheroes Day. So what superheroes do we need in 2024? We'll get into it right here on the Amanda Seale Show. Keep
it live. The Amanda Seale Show. We up, we up, we up.
What up, good people? You know, this inflation be knocking folks out the box. So here's a simple way to empower your wallet. Put some money back in it with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about. It's called Upside. I'm Amanda Seales, and my listeners are earning cash back for every gallon of gas. Just download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code POWER for 25 cents per gallon or more on your first fill up cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Please, please. Get cash back using Upside. Just download the app for free and use promo code POWER for 25 cents per gallon or more on your first tank. And using Upside can really add up. Top Upside users make about $200 to $300 a month. With Upside, you can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. So all you got to do is download the free Upside app and use promo code POWER. You get 25 cents per gallon or more cash back on your first tank. Just use my promo code, y'all, P-O-W-E-R. That's code POWER. Don't say I ain't never gave you nothing, all right? Put you up on game. Let's keep it locked right here.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Black culture feeds fashion, but fashion doesn't always feed Black creatives. I mean, only 7.3% of American fashion designers are Black. So McDonald's is pairing five rising Black designers with five fashion insiders for career-changing mentorships and the access they deserve. Because we can do better than 7.3. Together, we can change the face of fashion. Follow their journey on Instagram at WeAreGolden.
Statistics sourced from Zipia.com as of 2021.
The Amanda Seale Show. Welcome back, y'all. It's the Amanda Seale Show. It's your favorite comedian and common sense specialist, the most likable, unlikable Amanda Seales. Sunday, did you know the Supreme Sunday was National Superhero Day?
I did not know. Now I do.
Yeah, now you do. That's how a lot of things go right here at the Amanda Seale Show. Mm-hmm. You didn't know. Now people do. Shout out to all of our Black superheroes, both real and fictional. Of course, we have like our ancestors who were superheroes in real life.
Absolutely. Like superheroes.
I mean, anybody following the stars to freedom?
Right?
Come on, bro.
Real life.
Like at the threat of death.
Yeah. All kinds of what were those dogs we found? Cuban
bloodhounds,
all kinds of stuff. Booby traps in the wood. All kinds of stuff. Yeah.
So we also have our fictional heroes like the Black Panther, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
T'Challa. Storm. That's right. Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Can't forget Meteor Man. But we feel like there needs to be some new heroes like that need to be added to the multiverse just to help us in the current times. Yeah. Okay. So we came up with a couple, all right? We got a superhero called The Refund. Actually, you know what this calls for. The Refund Ranger. Superpower, she wields a magical calculator that redistributes wealth from billionaires to the working class with each click and summons a legion of accountant sidekicks armed with deduction lasers. Pew, 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 pew.
Love it.
Pew,
love pew, it. Pew.
Next up.
HBCU!
So his superpower is that he looks just like Soulja Boy, like era 2007. He wears a cape adorned with the emblems of every HBCU, and he can create force fields of academic protection around HBCU campuses, repelling budget cuts, discrimination, and threats of closure. So definitely would come in handy with all those black HBCU medical schools that Kimberly Renee is going to teach us about. All right.
He could wear like a do-rag cape. Like, it's got to be like a do-rag cape.
Oh my gosh, genius. Genius. A do-rag cape?
Yeah.
Oh my, why haven't we seen that?
Somebody had some of those before. It was like a do-rag that went down into like a cape. It was okay. It was amazing.
I'm glad that someone thought about it and executed it, because I appreciate that. Yes. I love me a do-rag. The Do-Rag Festival happens every year, I believe, in South Carolina. And I was trying to go this year, but I have a conflict. But man, I hope they bring me back next year, because I'm really, really want to be there. Next up, we got Migrant Maverick.
He can fly across borders at supersonic speeds, armed with passport stamps that grant instant citizenship to refugees, and a cape made of immigration paperwork that confuses border patrol agents.
Nice.
Our last one, we got
Justice Supreme.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah.
Wears a robe of justice that grants the power to rewrite legal precedents with a mighty gavel slam.
Love it.
There you go. All right. What superheroes do we need in 2024? If you got any ideas, hit me up. 1-855-MANDA-8. That's 1-855-262-6328. We'll be right back with a big up, let down. Don't go anywhere. It's time to listen, laugh, and learn.
The Amanda Seale Show.
We up, we up, we up.
It's time for the Big Up Letdown on the Amanda Seale Show.
Big up, let down.
Big up,
let down.
It's the Amanda Seale Show. I'm Amanda Seale, and it's time for a Big Up Letdown. All right. Today's
Big Up.
Goes to Ashanti Tuggles, all right? Ashanti Tuggles is a black hairstylist who sewed an air tag into her cousin's braids before her solo trip to Mexico. You heard that right, y'all. Her cousin wanted some extra security, especially with all the concerns about safety for black women traveling alone. So Ashanti said, let's step it up and attach that air tag like it was just another hair accessory. She even kept tabs on her cousin through text messages during the trip. To be clear, it's sad that a black woman had to go to these lengths to feel safe, but nothing says innovation like a black woman who loves to travel. One thing we will do is find a way. All right, our
letdown
goes to a Baltimore principal who's found himself in hot water after someone dropped a supposed voice recording of him spewing racist nonsense. But guess what? The recording was faker than a Tupac verse on a Drake diss track.
Oh, man, for real?
It was AI. It was cooked up by a high school athletic director in Maryland named Darian, who literally used an AI-generated voice of the principal.
Wow. How did they find out it was AI, or you don't know?
I don't know. Apparently, there was an investigation. The recording caused so much chaos that the principal got ganked out of school. Yeah. So when they did this, mind you, the whole beef between them started because Darian was being reprimanded for poor work performance and mishandling of school funds.
Wow.
So, but the thing about it is that we already have enough real racists. We got enough. So here's the kicker, though. Darian got caught while trying to skip town, was arrested at an airport security check.
Wow.
But what, this guy is, definitely on one. Definitely on one. And I'm just wondering, like, all of this? Really?
Yeah, that's a lot.
But he must have really stole that money. And that's what it really is. He must have really stole that money.
Where was he going?
I mean, he's probably going to Mexico, but without an air tag sewed into his brain. Because he did not want them to find him.
Right.
Well, that's your Big Up Let Down, y'all. You know what to do. Hit us up, 1-855-AMANDA-8. That's 1-855-262-6328. We'll be right back to the Amanda Seale Show.
The Amanda Seale Show.
We up, we up, we up.
raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Black culture feeds fashion, but fashion doesn't always feed Black creatives. I mean, only 7.3% of American fashion designers are Black. So McDonald's is pairing 5 rising Black designers with 5 fashion insiders for career-changing mentorships and the access they deserve. Because we can do better than 7.3. Together, we can change the face of fashion. Follow their journey on Instagram at WeAreGolden.
Statistics sourced from Zipia.com as of 2021.
It's the Amanda Seals Show. I'm Amanda Seals. Thank you for listening. If you missed any part of the show, you can check out our daily podcast available wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, we are always taking your calls on our topics, or maybe you want to share some things you learned this week. Let's go to the phone lines.
Hey, how you doing? This is Anthony Dodd from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I just watched an interview with you and Shannon Sharp, and I immediately called my wife because she's 49 years old. She's been going through the exact same thing you've been going through. Our son is autistic on the spectrum, and it was just sad watching that as far as with Shannon Sharp not even understanding, or it didn't even seem like he was trying to view your perspective. And, you know, I damn near wanted to just reach through the TV and kiss and hug you, you know what I mean? Because at that point, I looked at you as like my wife, you know, and I immediately called my wife and told her, you know, she needs to watch that interview because I can pretty much read what you was thinking and how you restrained for even keeping it civil with him and his lack of knowledge or empathy about autism and your experience growing up. And I just want to apologize to you, you know, as a sister, you know, for his lack of understanding.
Oh, shucks.
Nice.
That was
nice.
Really nice. And you know what I love about them? They sound like they are a very secure couple.
They do. Up, giving Amanda a kiss and a hug.
He said, I want to reach through and give Amanda a kiss and a hug because she felt like my wife because I've been dealing with this. My wife been dealing with this. And that's,
yes.
I hear you. I thank y'all for that. Because people will say like, you know, you don't need to hear this. I'm like, I need to hear all of it.
Right.
You know, I need to hear all of it. I'm somebody that needs to hear all of it. So thank you. What do we got coming up next hour? We're going to vent about voting. Mike Tyson is stepping back into the ring.
Yeah,
we're going to get into it. Keep it locked right here. That's going to be for you. Scream, you're going to need to explain that situation.
Okay, I got you.
The Amanda Seals Show.
We up.
The Amanda Seals Show is on.
I feel like there's a certain level of agency that we have to take. And like I remember, you know, like there's been times where I've been asked to come on and talk about something because they're like, well, you smart and you Black. But I'm like, yeah, but I don't know about that thing.
Makes sense.
So that's, I'm not integrity. The one.
It's the integrity factor.
You know, but if there's a check attached, people are like, well,
integrity goes out the window.
I can Wikipedia that.
I know a little bit about Trump.
Listen, laugh, and learn.
Tap in with the Amanda Seals Show on all social networks at Seal Said It.
We ain't nobody's fool. No. We shaking up the system. Rewrite unwritten rules. Come on. We speak the world on this time. We shine.
Seals. Today is Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. On this day, back in 1963, the Bristol bus boycott began. It was inspired by the Montgomery bus boycott, a group of West Indians in Bristol, England, organized a bus boycott of the Bristol Omnibus Company for its refusal to employ black drivers for the buses. The boycott lasted for 4 months. 4 months until the company reversed its discriminatory hiring practices.
Nice. Salute to them.
Salute to them. All right, coming up this hour, I don't know if this is a salute to them. Mike Tyson just upped the stakes with his Netflix fight against Jake Paul, so Supreme is going to help us understand the implications of this. We also got your crew here. We're going to do some how black do you feel today? All that. Yeah, it's happening. So make sure you keep it locked right here to the Amanda Seale Show. We're going to listen. We're going to laugh. We're going to learn. All right. And you know what's something that Mike Tyson once said that I've learned from? Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face.
Right?
Yeah.
Great advice.
Not enough people getting punched in the face. Not enough. 1-855-AMANDA-8 is the number. We'll be right back to the Amanda Seale Show. It's the Amanda Seale Show, y'all. I am Amanda Seales. I'm just going to hand this story over to Supreme. Okay, Supreme, the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulations has sanctioned the upcoming professional fight between YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul and former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson. Now, the fight is supposed to take place on July 20th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Apparently, this professional fight will now count towards boxing records. Can you break this down for us?
Well, sometimes people will do like exhibition fights where they're fighting somebody that's not really a professional boxer, so it won't count. Like when Floyd Mayweather fought Jake Paul's brother. It was an exhibition fight, so it wasn't towards their boxing record. This will actually count towards Mike Tyson's. His boxing record is a lot more important than Jake Paul's. So this could really go down in professional sports boxing if Jake Paul beats Mike Tyson, that he's one of the, I think Mike Tyson lost like 3 or 4 times already, but Mike Tyson had a long run for a long time where he was undisputed, undefeated and everything. So it's really unfair in my personal opinion to have someone with that big of a age gap boxing someone that's damn near a senior citizen. I don't think it's safe, and I think it might tarnish Mike Tyson's legacy, even though he has lost before.
Okay. Why are people kind of like tripping off of it?
Because of the age gap. That's what people are upset about, in that the fact that it's...
But why would he do it?
Money. Long story short.
The money would change because of this level, this shifting?
Well, he's getting paid a lot anyway, but I think they just want to add more publicity onto it to say this is a real fight. He's not taking it easy on Jake Paul. Jake Paul is really trying to establish himself as a real boxer, but he gets unfair fights like this. And they publicize him because he has so much attention from his YouTube fame. And another side note, it's always kind of a racial thing that they do with Jake Paul, too. He's always fighting some Mike Tyson isn't washed up because Mike Tyson did his thing, but he's always fighting. He never fights like anyone that's in the same weight bracket as him. Or age bracket. It's always a gimmicky fight with Jake Paul.
Oh, it's a YouTube fight.
It was when it was just an exhibition. Now that it's a real professional fight, it steps out of the realm of YouTube and
I just mean a YouTube fight in the fact that like they're really just, even though this is real, they're approaching it like it's a YouTube video.
Yes.
That's how they approach things.
Yes.
Got it.
Can I beat Mike Tyson? Check me out now and leave a comment in the comment section.
Well, I guess we'll see, what this turns out to be, because that age gap is wild.
Yeah, I just think they just want the publicity and it's a money grab. Like, it's a big money grab.
God, is anything not a money grab?
Nothing sacred anymore. Everything's for sale.
Not us. Not I.
Not me. Yeah. I can't do
Keep
that.
Keep it locked right here. It's the Amanda Seale Show.
The Amanda Seale Show. We up.
Welcome back to the Amanda Seale Show. It's time for another edition of...
How black do you feel today?
Yeah. All right. How black do y'all feel today? Tell me. Talk to me. Let me know.
Okay. I'm going to go first. I feel cocoa butter and shea butter black because I got some new creams and they just real good. And I'm just smelling good and my skin is nice and soft. So now I just got to find somebody to touch my skin so they can verify.
Okay.
You're radiating, but we ain't going there.
Okay. All right now.
I'm feeling.
What about you? Yes.
I'm feeling ice cream truck black. Like I've noticed over the past couple years, I only see ice cream trucks in the hood. You do not see ice cream trucks in the suburbs anymore. Like, what? And as soon as it got warm out here, ice cream truck was popping right across the street from the elementary school. But I only see ice cream trucks in the hood now. Do they have ice cream trucks in the suburbs? That's the question.
That is a question. And I know that I haven't seen any around my way. And mm-hmm. I am in the burbs.
Yeah. I'm in the hood.
What do y'all get when the ice cream truck would come? What would you get?
You know
strawberry
what I used
shortcake.
I used to like getting those little cigarettes, the bubblegum cigarettes that you could smoke.
From the ice cream truck.
I used to get that from the ice cream truck.
I wanted the bomb pops because it was so big.
Okay, that's the second. That's the second in this section. That's the second in this
Pause.
Segment.
That's what y'all pause. Mind is.
That's the second pause in this segment. This is a family show.
Right.
We're talking about family things.
And I said, I just
appreciate you staying on task with me and Supreme. You know, we are very righteous and we have very clean minds.
Yeah.
How black do I feel today? I feel deaconess black. Because I've been out in the world and all of the sisters that approach me are approaching me like we are in the same congregation and that they just need to give me a testimony and give me a word, you know? And they approach me like, Sister Amanda, can I speak into you? Mm-hmm. And it just feels so good. Like, I feel so anointed and prayed over. Like, right? I feel like we talked about black superheroes earlier. Like, I might be powered up, y'all. I might be powered up.
Nice.
So shout out to how black we feel today. Hit us up with how black you feel today. 1-855-AMANDA-8. That's 1-855-262-6328. We'll be right back and go to the phone lines. The Amanda Seal Show.
The Amanda Seal Show.
We up, we up, we up.
We're going up on a Tuesday. What's up, y'all? It's the Amanda Seal Show. I am your favorite comedian and common sense specialist, the most likable, unlikable Amanda Seals. Want to remind y'all that I will be in Baltimore, Maryland at the Baltimore Comedy Factory May 10th, 11th, and 12th doing the god dang thing. You know I am nice on the mic. If you like what happens here on the show, baby, you're going to love what happens when I hit that stage. So get your ticket support. Let's sell these shows out, okay? Let's sell these shows out and show these folks that I am uncancelable, all right? Let's do it. Let's go to the phone lines.
How could you all forget about Luke Skywalker? Uncle Luke, he was the greatest hype man for Two Live Crew. I know y'all call him DJ, but he was the greatest hype man.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought about him as a hype man.
I don't think he rapped on the Two Live Crew albums. I think he was just kind of hyping them up. But yeah, I didn't know that. I think it's an age thing.
Dudo Brown!
Yeah.
Dudo Brown! Hey, Luke! Go.
I wouldn't have thought of him either. But he did have some hype party songs, but I still don't think he's on a level with a Fat Man School.
DJ Cool, Flavor Flav.
Yeah. It was a bunch of them that had, you know, really party hype records. So he could be in the top 10.
I'm gonna push back on that because he's from the South and it was different.
That's what I'm saying, during that era.
But like, it's your birthday? Like Dudu Brown?
See, what? You're from Florida. Like, those songs were like sidebar songs. Yeah, they were like, sidebar where I was at.
Where I was at, that meant that those were turn up songs. That was like we have arrived at the apex of the party.
When I went to a party at, what was it, FAMU when I was in college, like they played that music and people started going crazy. Then they started playing like Let's Dance. like, let's dance to the drummer's beat. And then somebody was like on the mic just yelling out all these strange things, and they started doing like all these dances. It was, I'd never seen anything like that before in my life going to Florida. And it was like Michael Jackson song too. I want to say Don't Rock Stop to get one of those.
Don't stop till you get enough. Oh, yeah.
And they were yelling out crazy things on the mic then, and people were doing different dances and stuff too. So yeah,
that sounded like it was a good time.
Sing that they playing.
All right, man. Coming up next hour, we got politicians say the darndest things. Keep it locked here, the Amanda Seale Show.
The Amanda Seale Show.
We up. We up. We up.
We ain't nobody's fool. No. We shaking up the system. Rewrite unwritten rules. Come on. We speak the world on this time.
We shine and rise. We up, we up, we up.
The Amanda Seale Show.
Send it, y'all.
We up, we up, we up.
We up, we up, we up. Hey, everybody. What's cracking? It's Amanda Seale. How are you? It's time to listen, laugh, and learn. We got the word of the day.
Here we go.
This is I feel like you've heard this word, but I don't know if you know what it means, but we've definitely heard it. The word is... actually, I'm sure you know what this word means. The word is a sail.
A sail is like short for assault, I want to say.
Yeah. That's because your father is in law enforcement.
Stop it. You sound like them people in high school. They used to roast me.
Well, it can be a synonym for assault, as in assailed by armed robbers, or it can mean to oppose, challenge, or criticize harshly and forcefully. Just so you know, on Friday, I'll be asking for both definitions, okay? For both definitions. Okay. It can also mean to trouble or afflict in a way that seems to overwhelm. As in assailed by fears.
Oh, wow.
Like I've been assailed by, you know, just nasty messages and death threats. So there you go. Coming up this hour, politicians that aren't as things. And we got 6 second headlines as well as a big ups let down. So keep it locked right here to the Amanda Seale Show. If you miss any of the show, you can check us out wherever you get your podcasts. So don't go anywhere because, you know, you're here now. We'll keep it locked. Hey, everybody. What's cracking? It's Amanda Seale here. And it is time for us to do another one of these things.
Politicians say the darndest things.
The 2024 White House Correspondents' Dinner was this past Saturday. It's the so-called nerd prom and attracts presidents, senior government officials, the media. This year was hosted by Colin Jost from SNL. But I want you to take a listen to President Biden as he talks about age and Donald Trump.
It's been a year since I delivered this speech, and my wife, Jill, who's with me tonight, was worried how I do. I told her, don't worry. Just like riding a bike. She said, that's what I'm worried about. Of course, the 2024 election's in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old. Well, I feel great. I really feel great. I'm campaigning all over the country. Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina. I've always done well in the original 13 colonies. And speaking of history, did you hear what Donald just said about the major Civil War battle? Quote, Gettysburg. Wow.
Jeez. I was about to say, you know you're getting old when you start talking with that whistle. Like he's starting to get that whistle sound in his voice. Yeah.
It sounds like a Werther's is in his pocket. That's what it sounds like. You know? So the other part of this was that at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, the protests were outside for Palestine in a very real way, because ultimately these are the mainstream news media outlets who are pushing so much of the false rhetoric that allowed for all of this to even go down, right? And they are essentially working for, quote unquote, the man. I mean, it was kind of wild to see folks trying to dodge the protesters with their like prom dresses on. The protesters are like, yes, shamed, shame, shame. Like
he probably don't even know what's going on.
that laugh sounds like they're worn out before they even got in the room. They're like, right? Yeah, it's not going to age well that you went to this correspondence dinner. And shout out to all the journalists who boycotted and said, no, I will not go and sit in a room with a bunch of people, particularly politicians, who have allowed for this to happen and continue to provide funding for it to continue. So big ups to Karen Atia as one of them.
Damn, like, it's crazy to me. Like, it was all good just a year ago because Roy Woods Jr. was hosting it. Yeah, now I don't even think that's something he would want to be a part of this year. Like,
I mean, I doubt it. But he killed it when he did it. And the laughs were definitely a lot heartier. Okay, a lot heartier. All right, we'll be right back, y'all. We got more show for you. Don't go anywhere. It's the Amanda Seale Show.
The Amanda Seale Show.
We up, we up, we up.
Let's be real. Ain't nobody trying to turn down a little extra money in their pocket, all right? We work hard for our money. So let's put some money back in our pockets with an incredible app everyone needs to know about. Upside. I am the Amanda Seales, and my listeners can now earn cash back for every gallon of gas every time y'all fill up. Just download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code POWER for 25 cents per gallon or more on your first fill up. Cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Upside. Just download the app for free and use promo code POWER for 25 cents per gallon or more on your first tank. And using Upside can really add up. Top Upside users make between $200 and $300, all right? With Upside, you can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code POWER to get 25 cents per gallon or more cash back on your first tank. Just use my promo code POWER. That's code POWER. You better use your power and keep it locked right here to the Amanda Seales Show. All right, man. See Amanda Seales Show. I'm Amanda Seales. I feel like I, like, you know, did a lot of work today. I feel like this show, I really worked for it. I really worked for it. And you know what? You can check it out and hear all the hard work that was put into the show. Don Lemon played himself. We learned about some new superheroes that we need to get on the scene. Police officers continue to act like judge and jury. I mean, it's a lot to get into. So make sure you check us out wherever you get your podcast if you missed part of the show. Also, follow us on Instagram and YouTube at Seales Said It. Stay up on, you know, our group chat topics of the week. You also get to see our schedule for when we go on Instagram Live. And you also get supplemental clips that go along with the things we're talking about right here on the show. And you get to see me and Supreme in our element. Yeah. Now, coming up Wednesday, we got your Blackerit news, plus your Big Up Let Down. Am I tripping? Supreme has some explaining to do. We got our resident black historian. That's a bull historian to you. Kimberly Renee, she's back with Why You Bringing Up Old Ish. All that and more is coming up on The Amanda Seales Show. Y'all, if you haven't got your tickets to my shows in Baltimore, Boston, and Raleigh, then you need to go to AmandaSeales.com because I am on tour. The Unlikable Tour is coming to a city near you, and I hope to see you there. Remember, we are each other's business. When we look out for each other, we lift each other up.
The Amanda Seales Show.
We